So that's it. And I guess, yeah.
Just like Bruno said, I tend to switch up what I'm listening to or what I'm doing, especially with, I actually do physical art, like painting and stuff. I had this big slump with drawing. Could not figure out how to draw. I was having one of those things where I just couldn't do that. So I switched up and I did some music and I ended up doing a little bit of clay and stuff. And that gave me, like, while I was fidgeting with some clay, inspiration for an idea for a song and stuff. And then I started working on it. And obviously different things will strike different people different ways, you know, like... Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, like obviously me suggesting, oh, try something different isn't going to work for everyone, but I suggest if you're really into guitar stuff, maybe listen to some piano. If you're really, really into rock, maybe get into some jazz.
Yeah, no.
You know, like switch
change
it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Tana, how do you deal with art block?
Yeah, I have had many art blocks in my life after I started music, and... Yeah, I have many ways. I completely agree with switching it up. I tried switching it many times. Like, I'm usually on my loop station with my beatbox.
Yeah.
If I get stuck, I literally just go to a tutorial of an already existing song and that's take fair. Some clips off that and make that my own.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Stealing.
Yeah, literally, I steal. Or I could just listen to a song and I'm like, yo, I'm going to make a cover of this.
Yeah.
That's my own skills.
I get that a lot because a lot of times when I play, maybe it's something I've written. Maybe it's from a guitar part that I've learned, but I take one like little lick and I kind of break it up in different parts.
Oh, yeah.
And just
yeah.
I can like separate analyze. It and I just kind of like add a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right? So in essence, I'm playing the same, what, three or four notes. But it's fun to try and like limit yourself in that way and then
make your own version of it.
Try and make your own version of it and to try and play around with it in different ways. Play with rhythm, play with like a like the speed of it. Like it kind of forces you to like think outside the box, and so that's what art block does for me.
Yeah.
That's how I deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And speaking of art block, we got some real cool songs that can maybe help you get out of it.
Oh, what a segue. Ooh. What a
segue. We are the Sprouts. This is CJSF 90.1 and up and coming are We Are One, LOW, Low, and Get to You. Thank you for listening.
Ooh. Long.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
only show you what I am. Passing notes in every glass, and my glass is never full. These words.
Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to 90.1 CJSF in Burnaby. I said that backwards, but it's fine.
There's no order to it.
Yeah.
It's chill.
That's the information.
I wanted to thank you guys all for listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. So I wanted to bring up one last thing. You know, I had to have the last word.
What's up?
I think I was thinking about how John Mayer told this story about he put his guitar in a freezer.
What?
Whoa, okay, that's interesting.
Hoping that something would change, like, on a molecular level, and I'm, like, half-quoting. He did use the word molecular.
Yeah.
He used the word molecular, which is significant, because I just think it's such... I think it's, like...
interesting.
It's interesting, but also, like, the exact kind of thing I can see myself doing, like, 2 years from now. And there are, like, things that I've done that are, like... That are, like, bordering on, like, on pretty unusual.
Yeah.
I wish your guitar luck.
Yeah. One of them being, one time, I think there is a point in which, like, you start trying to experiment and really strange ways once you kind of like have an idea of what you are into and what you're not capable of. Mm-hmm. So like, what effects can I replicate and what just isn't in the cards for me right now? One of them being I tune my guitar, I think, to like, forget what tuning, I think it was like D, F, D, F, D, F. Just to see what would happen. And I think that's pretty tame as far as guitars go.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see if you guys had any like any moments of like bizarre moral inspiration that led to maybe something happening or maybe nothing happening at all. But you just did it because you wanted to see how it would work out.
Well, speaking of freezers, back when I was little, do you guys remember when you had to play recorder?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Did you freeze your recorder?
One time, I was bored, and I was like, "You know what? What if my recorder was cold? Would that change the sound?"
Does the temperature of my recorder affect
the volume or the sound of my recorder?
Okay. I could tell you guys, it definitely didn't. But friendly reminder: this was when I was like.
During the summer? Is it during the summer?
No, it was during the school year.
I think all that tells me is that you've been an agent of the scientific process for your entire life, and that's something I think you need to be applauded for.
Clap and a half.
Clap. What?
Great.
Two claps great is all creativity. You need, Will. That's plenty. The recorder thing is really funny. Unrelated. I used to put my action figures in water and then freeze them.
Ooh.
I think it was like an interesting like visual and like it was just like this like a sensory ball that I could just observe. And then
like a snow globe, basically.
Like a snow globe. Yeah. This has nothing to do with music.
Would you try to break them out?
I did, but then I would chip my fingernails and that kind of thing, and it was like really
kind of dangerous. Yeah. So.
My mom made me stop because I put like too many Legos in. Oh, I used to put them in Oobleck too. I used to put Legos in.
Talk Oobleck. About childhood.
Yeah, just nice. Because what is more like interesting to play around with your hands than Oobleck? Like that's like I don't know.
No, that's fair.
What can I say? I'm a fiend for non-Newtonian fluid.
But anyways,
music. Yeah, you know,
let's go back to topic. Yeah. Let's go back to topic.
Fair.
Tona, have you done any like very strange things?
Regarding
appliances or not?
I'm always gonna talk about my loop station. I made the most dumbest harmonies ever. I used my complete vocal range to pick out random three notes. Use some auto-tune and like just make the dumbest harmonies, and I tried to make a song out of it.
Is interesting.
Yeah, and I make the most worst, like the loudest peaking kick drum. I use the most quietest snare.
Oh boy,
we love that. Like
high pitched hi-hat.
Did you ever title it?
No.
Can I pitch it? Can I pitch you a name?
Yes.
How do you like dichotomy? As a title.
I'll take it. Rename my song.
Yeah.
Speaking of very cool song names and stuff like that, we got a few more songs before we got ahead. This is us signing out. You're going to get to listen to a couple more songs before the next show comes on, which is Free Voices, which I do recommend listening to. They're real cool. They're really cool.
Interesting stuff.
So we got a couple more songs for you.
Sprout you later.
I was not told about this.
we just thought of it. You know.
Yeah, we thought. I mean... I think we said it last time, and we're like, "Ooh, that slides."
That sounds good.
But anyways, have a nice day, and see you next week, Thursdays, 2 to 3 p.m.
Same time, Thursday.
I hope you enjoy. Sprout you later.
and apologies. Yeah, that talk is cheap. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. Truth is what I speak. And it's true that I am feeling myself. My surface really deep in my cells. I can't help it, I don't need to grow. Ease and more into the loop of life. Sailing sweet, it's a smoother ride. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing but ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.